raise your hand.
No, find a perfect place for it. It needs to.
You gotta find a place for it.
Spontaneity, we would like to invite you to, if you would like to join us in any way, shape, or form, we're just going to kind of weave our different personalities together in different musics. If you have something you'd like to bring, whether it's a spoken word of any kind, the theme is For Crying Out Loud. Seems to have been brought forth this week in different ways. Yes, Madeline L'Engle said, "We are all more than we know, and that wondrous reality, that wholeness, that holiness is there for all of us, not the qualified only." So, your artistic temperament can either be a reason for its insanity, or it can be potential for genius. And finding your voice and your style of voice is a way that you can make friends and enemies. The big first murder was a division over worship style. Cain and Abel had different styles. So their style became a problem. And what I'm interested in is, well, I'm a nanny and I work with children, and I like to help them find a voice for their hidden words, the things that they can't say. And that is, for some reason, very, very important to me, that everyone has a way to say the things that they can't say. And I love how, well, we've been talking about this, but in the spirit of, let's have some music, in the spirit of the beatnik style, does anyone have some music that they're feeling like playing right now? Like just some background? How about a drone and some drum? You know? Yeah, come on, pop it out. Yeah, I think she might need to stay there. It's the right spirit.
I was thinking we should play it off loop.
Yeah, so yeah, you might be crazy, but heck, the world would be so, so lacking without you. So work it, baby, work it. Art is the wisdom of wonder, and wonder is childhood. Without it, there is no authentic voice. Honesty. Honesty is the bud. It's the bud that blooms. It's the bud that blooms into beauty. Beauty without honesty is pretension. Okay, so I would like to have get this continue for a little bit longer for a couple more songs, and then in between each song, I'd like you to just be the one to come up. And if there are two of you or three of you, come up and stand together and take turns or whatever it is. If you have something to read or something to say, we will try to punctuate.
And Karen, I think you need to inform our guests this afternoon that there are writing implements right over there for
yes.
people who want to write or draw. And you also need to guide people through our gallery walk, I think.
Yes, it is. I'm going to do a quick little guide through the gallery walk after the midsection here. But I want you to feel free to walk around. There are some little ditties, little tiny ditties. I think we need music for this too. So there are little cards over there. And we feel that calling cards should come back into vogue. So if you call on someone and you don't have your iPhone hooked up or your Wi-Fi, how are you going to connect with each other? I say leave a card. Leave a calling card. So there are pens and there are markers. There are actually even bigger cards. So if you've been naughty, children, and
says a word. Should I go up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever you
please.
Want.
Go on up.
Get on
Watch
up.
Out for the harmonica.
Quiche. Incredibly versatile dish. Right at home, breakfast, lunch, dinner. A 9-inch pie crust. Any rich dough will work fine. Some recipes suggest partially baking the empty crust. We don't usually do this. But you may wish to follow that suggestion. It guarantees that the crust will be done before the custard is too dried out. Place some raw beans in the pie shell to prevent any uplifting of the crust. Variations abound. Feel free to mix, match onion, spinach, broccoli, Swiss cheese, saute mushrooms, tomato, cheddar cheese. Put these into the pie crust. Then pour the basic quiche mixture over them. Bake in a 375 degree oven for 35 to 40 minutes! Quiche is done when a clean knife inserted into the custard comes out clean. Traditionally, quiche is served lukewarm, letting the quiche set for a few minutes after removing it from the oven allows the custard to be who it is. One pie serves 5 or 6.
Quiche be with you. I think I will kiss the quiche. Real men do eat quiche.
So, I think we're going to have a moment of Telemann. A moment of Telemann.
I think I'm going to stand out to the
room. All right. So would someone prepare to read between the Telemann and the next? I have in my possession an angel's wing balm. Valueless, I gather, without the certificate of authentication, which can only be signed by a bishop. If I treasure it, however, and almost religiously love the sweet feel of its curve between thumb and forefinger, deep in my jacket. The way I'm fondling it now.
Exactly.
Joy rides a white horse. The saddle is rubies and the reins gold. Sorrow falls like darkness, shutting out the light. Anger burns red hot, and peace descends like snow, gently brushing the air.
Someone come forward, please, with something. Keep coming, yeah. I know someone else would like to say something. No one else is ready. I'll come up and make it up as I go.
Yeah.
Just stand up there. Just stand up there.
Impromptu.
Freedom. Two people in this village have brought up in my mind freedom. Freedom is time alone. Freedom is having a voice. Freedom is wearing any color or combination of colors that you want to wear. Freedom is children having a voice, and old people having a voice. Freedom is knowing you're loved no matter who you are, what you've done, or where you come from. And what's your idea of freedom? Anybody have words to add? What makes you free?
Choice.
Choice?
I did it.
To me, it's time by myself. Being able to say my thoughts without anyone else telling me that I'm wrong. What was there? Was an 80s band who talked about freedom from oppression, freedom from unnecessary laws, overtaxation, freedom in food.
But when you walk in love with the window,
like to come give us a sign?
Gee, it's a tough decision.
When it comes to for crying out loud, he's kind of got that down a lot better than a lot of classically trained musicians that I know.
Well, I've been dying to do this piece since I arrived here, and speaking of the core values of polarity. I also see the letters. It's in the key of F for those of you who want to play along. You know, you can play the harmonica for a long time, but if you can't do train noises, you're not much of a harmonica player. And the same thing goes true for chicken sounds. I hope you're paying attention back there, my harmonica student. So I wrote a piece that combines train sounds and chicken sounds, and it's called Chicken Train. And it's in the key of...
Thank you.
my dad used to say.
Do try to be sensible. It is not a particular sign of superiority to talk like a fool. And that quote is by?
Somewhere from the 1800s. What?
It is. It's from Social Etiquette or Manners and Customs of Polite Society. Mandy Cook, 1896.
We're crying out loud.
All right, I wondered if Patrick, would you mind coming up and helping provide some, a little bit of...
Sure. Give me a portrait.
Oh, with wax and everything. Wax!
It's going to be our mascot.
Put up my bowl or something.
There you go.
Hey, look, you can come up and do a reading right here. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. So what would you like to do? Would you like to play?
I'm going to follow up.
All right. The reedy sound of mother bird calls babies back to nest. Somewhere they're practicing some flight. To swoop would be their thing today, she hopes. But where? They must. To swoop and glide and dart and scram when predator stalks, watching for the thrill of perfect pounce. In letting go, she teaches little ones to know that dancing on the sky's the thing that trains a skillful wing.
So I'd like to introduce the artwork, but some of our artists have remained anonymous by not signing their pieces. But what we've been doing is we've been entertaining the idea that the pens have a different voice, a different line width, has a different personality. And for some of us, making a mark is a very emotional thing, and sometimes even vulnerable to make a mark on paper. And so if that's something that's very, very, very private for you, you might draw something and then decide you want to remain anonymous and not really tell who you are. But I have to say that this part of the room is worth pondering. There are some very intricate pieces that have been drawn here with coffee and twig and stick, and there are some that chose to ink the surface around the shape rather than the shape itself, and that gave a whole different experience. I think we were looking at nature and seeing how we wanted to interpret the nature. There's some cross-hatching in this corner that's quite beautiful. Catherine actually had a real breakthrough in her. She took to a very, very, very little pen point. And one of my teachers told me once that a line is a dot that went for a walk. And the dot is, if you think in the beginning was the word, that first mark out of nothing is a vulnerable thing. So I do really hope that you will walk around and look at the art. The inky bits that are behind in this, the inky pieces that are behind in this area are to me really, really beautiful. Because when you take a brush in your hand, in Eastern cultures, they want you to hold the brush like this, rather than how we might hold a pencil in a grip or a grasp. And they want the person inside to flow through the brush. And I saw so much of that happening with the children, because they don't have the pretension of caring as much what others might think. And it's when we start caring what others might think that we start to clutch a little bit more. And so it was really interesting to see the things that were happening back in there. And so I'm not sure if I want to go through and talk about each piece. I think it'd be better to not talk about them and for you to really look at what was happening back in here. Now there, it's a different feeling to use a brush. Some of these brushes are made of human hair, and some of them are made of hog bristle. And so each of the brush has a different feeling when you dip it in water or in ink. But I hope that you'll take a minute and make your mark, make a mark on something, and give your little mark to someone later, because that's a gift from you. When you make a mark with your pen, it's different than writing on a tablet and emailing it to someone. When you touch a surface with a pen, it's becoming more valuable. It's an expression of soul. So please take time to go through and look at the pieces. So I'd like to see if we can do a couple songs together, and I want to know if someone has a song request. Maybe Grace. I think it's a great one. Okay, so can we do our own beatnik version of Amazing Grace on chorus? All right. You did. What about A? Diggity, what do you have? Okay. Okay, so let's start with the drum.
Okay.